Okay, good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 24th of August. This is a regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, and it is 7 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by Assemblymember Patty Gilbert.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Cindy, can I please ask that you reach out to both Assembly, or to Assemblymember Morrison, looks like the only one that's not back on, and just make sure she's not having a technical issue, please.
Sure.
We got bumped there, so there's no ceremonial matters tonight. Cindy, can I please get you to call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Assemblymember Corson?
Here.
Gilbert?
Here.
Morrison? Ryan Howe?
Here.
Dalrymple?
Here.
David Powell?
Here.
Mayor Prusanka?
I'm here as well. Item number three, persons to be heard. Section WMC 3.05.040C states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace or being disorderly by speaking without recognition, engaging in booing or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct which is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person so disrupting a meeting of the assembly may be removed and barred from further attendance at the meeting unless permission to return or remain is granted by a majority vote of the assembly. I know we had one email correspondence in from Mr. Lippert. Cindy, do we have anybody else who wanted to be on persons to be heard tonight?
No, Mr. Mayor, there's nobody else.
Thank you very much. Is there any item number four? Is there any amendments to the agenda? Okay, seeing none. Item number five, is there any conflicts of interest? Okay, Assemblymember Corson.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. It seems like when I was reviewing the agenda earlier, there was a mention about a issue about wages for city employees. So if there's any conflict that might be in that case, I can't remember where it was at.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, if I could just question, do you feel that there's a mention of wages that would impact?
No, Mr. Mayor, there's an amendment to the wage and grade table related to the deputy city manager position. That's the only thing that I'm aware of related to that.
Okay. So, Member Corson, I think you're fine, but I really appreciate you bringing it up. Thank you. Okay. Is there any assembly member that would disagree with me on that? I'm not seeing anyone here. Thank you, Terry, for bringing it up, though. I appreciate it. Any other conflicts of interest? Terry, do you have your hand back up or is it still up from the first one? Okay, thank you. Consent agenda item, this is motion only.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Moved by Gilbert, we have a second.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Morrison. Ann, can you turn on your camera, is that possible? It just moves you up here on my screen.
Oh, hold on, there it is.
There you go.
Okay.
Make sure that Anna is recognized as being present. Thank you. So,
sorry, I was reading something.
No problem. Morrison seconded. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, poll vote, please.
Mayor.
Sorry, Patty, I missed you there. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to compliment staff on the CIP timeline list. I really have wanted this for a great deal of time. There's one thing that was left off, and I am requesting that it be put on, and that's the cemetery, a new cemetery. And the other suggestion I have, and I don't want to impose a great deal of trouble suggesting this, but it would be beneficial if we had the actual or estimated cost for each phase of a project. but this is good, and I hope we always have this in our agenda.
Lisa, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to make sure the assembly, if you haven't seen, an updated version was emailed out late this afternoon about 4:30 as promised. So you do have an updated version of this in your email. And we are, Amber and I discussed this today. We're planning to have this on as a regular course, the second meeting of every month. So you'll see the project update monthly.
Excellent, thank you.
And we will see, Mr. Mayor, what we can do about budget-related aspect of the master schedule.
Thank you. Assemblymember Gilbert.
And not to complicate the issue, but the school district does have their own CIP list, and it's estimated to be about like $6.5 million. And obviously, it's future items, but that might be good to be incorporated somewhere in the list. I see that we did have some school CIP projects listed. But this is a very good thing, very good improvement.
Thank you, Assemblymember Gilbert. Anybody else, any comments or questions on the consent agenda? Assemblymember Gilbert, did you have, oh, you're down, okay. All right. Not seen any. Poll vote, please, Cindy.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Mayor Forsunka?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report. City Manager Von Bargen?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I was having technical difficulty with my pointer finger and the mouse. I'm not used to this Zoom stuff anymore.
It's complicated.
Yeah, thank you for that. So Mr. Mayor, in addition to the items that are on the agenda here, I do have a couple of things I wanted to go over with you. I had previously reported to the assembly that our staff had requested a voluntary inspection from OSHA. Those finalized reports for six different departments were provided to the borough yesterday. I have received those from the departments and will start to review those lists. I had a follow-up email from the OSHA inspector. She had asked to have a follow-up meeting with me, and we're trying to schedule that toward the end of the week. And we'll get those reports out to the assembly as they are so that you can take a look at them. The corrections, many of the corrections have already been started in the departments, but they have until October 8th to complete those. So we will be keeping you updated on that, but I'll get those out to the assembly. We talked about the CIP master schedule, and I have written down the recommendations for additions or improvements to that. I also wanted to let you know that the United States Coast Guard was in town today performing a port security audit with our harbor master, and Steve Miller reports that that went well and we're all good to go. So that's good news. Our federal lobbyist, Seb O'Kelly, Sebastian O'Kelly, will be here on September 8th with the assembly, like a work session scheduled with him. Or would you just sometimes when our lobbyists are in town, the mayor, the vice mayor, the mayor and a couple assembly members and staff meet with that individual, that's entirely up to the assembly. I just want to give you the option.
The question I have is, if we've gone to meeting by Zoom for our regular assembly meeting, what will have changed by then that will have us all come together for a workshop?
Mr. Mayor, I had in my mind that we would be doing some of these things for a couple of weeks, hoping for a reset. And, you know, we were not looking at this. We actually, the clerk and I were hoping this would be a one-time situation. So I don't know how long this is going to last, given where cases are going right now.
Okay, no, just my question was simple. If you're looking at this as a two-week thing, then that makes it that we could do an in-person meeting, and I would like the full assembly to have an opportunity to speak to Seb. So if that's the case, then let's do that. And if there's for some reason that we can't, then we would have to back up and go back to Zoom. I just wasn't sure what the plan was there. So that sounds good. I would like the whole assembly to meet Seb and if you know have a chance to ask him questions. He's our federal lobbyist. He's really our eyes and ears in DC, and he's very, very important. And there's a lot of really important federal issues coming our way, especially regarding the infrastructure money. So he would be nice to be in the same room with them.
Okay, we will do our best to schedule a work session then. Mr. Mayor, the other thing I would like to mention to the assembly, I have, as a reminder, I had emailed you guys, I have personal leave the 6th through the 11th, and then I am supposed to be at Southeast Conference in Haines as the incoming president the week of the 13th. That means I will not be in town for the scheduled assembly meeting for the 14th. I can have the packet ready to go. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to dial in from Southeast Conference in Haines given the activities of the event. I also am going to be watching very closely what's going on with COVID, and I can't say for sure that I'm traveling. The question I have is, do you want to move forward with the meeting if everything is ready, if I cannot be available via phone to participate, if I'm not in town?
I think that's your call, Lisa. I think unless an assembly member disagrees, that's your call on what okay. The level is that the matters that we're going to be discussing will be adequately briefed to the assembly.
Okay.
And the assembly has adequate time to contact you in advance if they have questions regarding the packet.
Okay.
So that would be where I'd be at with that. That's your call.
Okay.
Anything else for you, Lisa?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a couple of other things. We are going to need to, I will email out to the assembly, but I want to let you know the Public Works Director is going to, we are going to need to have a work session with the assembly, probably on an off night to discuss the ozone system at the water treatment plant. And Mr. Wador had a report prepared for the agenda for this meeting. He's gotten some new information, so we pulled back. He's adding to that, and we will get that out to the assembly just as soon as he's incorporated that new information, probably in the next couple of days. And with that will be a request for a work session. I would like to also, on a happy note, do service recognitions for our staff that I started doing last month. I'd like to recognize Karen Benedict, who has 30 years this year with the City and Borough of Wrangell. Thank you very much for your service. Karen, that's amazing. I'd like to recognize Amber Al-Haddad. She has 11 years of service with the borough, and Christopher Smith has 2 years of service with the borough. So my thanks to our staff for their commitment to public service. And then the final thing, Mr. Mayor, which I expect we will be discussing a little bit when we get to new business, are the COVID impacts that we are facing. We right now have 5 departments that are impacted by either one or multiple employees being out due to COVID. And so we're facing some operational challenges, and we're making do right now. But as I'm sure you are aware, things can be very tough. We run a pretty lean ship, and when we have a couple of people out here or there in departments, it can make a big difference, especially when we have people that have to be out for other reasons as well, other legitimate reasons. So I just want to let you know we're facing some hurdles, but everybody's stepping up to the plate, and I want to thank the staff for filling in where we have those gaps. So I just wanted to let you know. And that's all my additional report this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, City Manager Von Bargen. Any questions for the City Manager? All right, I'm not seeing any. We'll move on to the clerk's file. Cindy?
I have nothing.
Okay. Thank you for sitting in for Kim. We appreciate it, Cindy.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, if I may say this, Kim has started responding to email in Spanish.
There you go. Cindy had a golden opportunity there to give herself a raise. The clerk file, yes, museum director gives yourself a 10% raise. Mayor and assembly business. Is there any reports from the assembly tonight?
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, please go ahead, Assemblyman Powell.
I have a question. Since I couldn't do it in the old, in the meeting we were just in, I'm going to ask about the old hospital with the manager. I got some questions about it. And the question is, last time that we had a power outage, the generator came on. And my question is with you or Amber, is there some reason why the generator is coming on and why it's not pickled?
City Manager Von Bargen?
Mr. Mayor, I will have to, if Amber is unable to answer that question, we will have to report back to you.
Amber, are you on?
I am on, yes. Can I get a definition of pickled real quick?
That means putting something away, you like winterize it.
Okay, so we've agreed to keep the temperature, the ambient temperature in the hospital where it will not start to get moldy or, so we have the power going, we have the heat going as needed. It's set to about 50 degrees, but we have not pickled it.
Okay, so
Powell's question was regarding specifically the diesel generator that kicked on in the last power outage. It triggered a fire alarm for smoke billowing, and people came up, were concerned that the hospital's on fire.
So my question is, why are we, if it's not a hospital, we don't have to have that power on when the power does go out. If everything's going to come back up to normal, I don't see why we should have that generator and why we don't cap the exhaust, because it looked like the place was on fire when that generator came on. I was there. So my question is, I think we should look into at least shutting that generator system down, because I don't see, I understand what you're saying about keeping it 50 degrees, but the generator shouldn't be coming on when power goes off like it used to.
We can look into that for sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions for the city manager before we move on to borough assembly reports? Assemblyman Gilbert, is this a city manager question or a report?
Well, I it should go under a report.
Okay, thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay, it's actually not a report, it's a request. Maybe I changed my mind. But may the assembly have the agenda and a report of the workshop that was conducted with the administration and the department heads. I believe that meeting, that day-long meeting was in June, mm-hmm. and there'll be subsequent meetings. That would be beneficial. Thank you.
City Manager Von Bargen, when might you be able to get that to the assembly?
I should be able to have it to you guys probably by the beginning of next week at the very latest, probably not even that long, a few days.
Great, thank you. Anne?
Yes, I don't know if this is the proper place to ask this question, but I'm going to go for it anyhow. Do we have any plans? This would be to the Public Works. Do we have any plans to paint the outside of the pool in the high school?
Should I answer that, Lisa?
Yes, please.
Okay. We don't have any plans to paint the high school. We do have plans to address some of the siding issues at the pool, which would in turn address the painting concern. That okay. is on our CIP capital projects budget, which we have not reviewed with you yet for okay. fiscal year 2022. But I believe Lisa is hoping to bring that before you in September.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, this has been brought up, the situation there has been brought up by Assemblymember Powell. And Amber and I have had offline conversations about elevating this. So we'll add that to the project list as well.
Thank you.
Anyone else with a question or a report? We're going to broaden the scope of this whole thing. given that the ladies have taken over here. Any other questions or reports? I am happy to report that SEPA completed its Warnowski bank cable replacement. And that is very good news. It went very well. I just want to do a huge call out to the CEO, Trey Atkinson, and his crew. You know, it's a very small shop at SEPA. We have limited staff members, and they really worked overtime on that. And that was important because there's four lines, four that go over. And there's a spare and three lines that are energized. And when we lost the one line, we had to switch over to the spare cable. And we were able to put in a new line that has the right number of conductors in it already. So it's one line carrying all the conductors. So that's great in terms of not worrying about multiple lines. I spoke to Trey today and he said that when they brought that line up, he said it was like a piece of licorice. And if you pull on both ends, it just starts to get tight in the middle. And this was quite probably damaged from an earthquake or a seismic event. But the good news is we have brought it up. We were able to retrieve it. And it's now being shipped across, the section is being shipped across the country, I think to New York State, where our insurance company will evaluate it. And we have, like two or three years ago, the board moved to buy, we had an opportunity to buy underwater sea cable insurance. And we did. And this will provide millions of dollars in relief on this replacement cost. Should the insurance company warranty come through for us. So we're very excited that we made that move to buy that, and I doubt we'll ever get it again. So it's in the millions of dollars that they'll pay to help replace that cost. So Petersburg, this is good news for Petersburg. We were really down to just three lines, and if had one gone down, the power would have gone out in Petersburg. So this is good news. The other underwater sea cables have been surveyed. And I know that the staff worked really hard on that survey. They used an ROV, and the other cables look pretty darn good. There's a couple little areas of concern and a couple places where an anchor's caught up, but really overall, it looks pretty good. So we're confident that we'll get some more years out of those cables. So that's good news and good for our whole, the Southeast communities that rely on SEPA. Any other reports from any assembly member? All right, seeing none, there's no mayor and assembly appointments tonight, which is item 10. Item 11, public hearing, ordinance number 1005 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing section 15.12.035, permits, section 15.12.050, meter deposits, section 15.12.055, electrical connection fees, subsection 15.12.065G, and extension policy, subsection 15.12.140D, discontinuance of service, and section 15.12.240, use of polls in their entirety, and establishing a new process for fees in chapter 15.12, electricity of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a public hearing. I will declare the public hearing open at this point. Is there any comments? Is anybody signed up to speak to this?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is anybody that is currently on the Zoom meeting wanting to speak to it or on the line? I'm not seeing anybody. Is there any administrative report, please, on this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No, this is a second reading, public hearing, and hopefully adoption of this ordinance that will allow for the fees to be amended by resolution. Those will be brought forward at the next meeting with a public hearing as well. But an example of the draft fee schedule is attached to the ordinance. And this will allow just again the fees to be set, not the cost of electricity, but the fees for services to be set by resolution.
Thank you. And with that, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1005.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Howe. Any discussion? Seeing none, poll vote, please, Cindy.
Assemblymember Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
I believe Corson is positive. You were, you're affirmative there, Terry? Yeah, he's motioning affirmative. Thank you, Terry.
Yes, I couldn't get the thing unmuted.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Item 11B, public hearing regarding ordinance number 1007 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 20.28 of the zoning code titled RR1 District Rural Residential Section 20.28.040 conditional uses by adding condominiums in areas within with city sewer and water as a new conditional use. This is a public hearing. I'll declare this public hearing open. Cindy, has anybody signed up to speak on this topic?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is there anybody online right now that would like to speak to this topic? I'm not seeing anyone. Administrative report, please, Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a second reading, public hearing, and hopefully adoption of adding condominiums to the Rural Residential 1 zoning district. That, in a nutshell, that's it.
Okay. So with that, I will declare this public hearing closed and entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance numbers 1007.
Moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
I'll second it. Seconds. Go ahead. Let Bob.
We'll give it to Dalrymple, seconded. And yes. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Item 11C, ordinance number 1008 of the Assembly of City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 5.03, fiscal provisions generally and adding section 5.03.001 set offs prior to disbursement in chapter 5.03 of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a public hearing. I declare the public hearing open. And Cindy, do we have anybody specifically want to speak to this item?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anybody online right now that would like to speak to this item? Seeing none, Lisa, do you want to give us an administrative report on this, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This allows for the borough, when we receive money for something, let's say we have a boat that we have taken by impound and we auction that off. If that individual owes us money for some other purpose, let's say for electrical or garbage fees or what have you, we are allowed to reduce the amount of money we take in if it is over the amount that's owed on the sale of that other item to offset those other amounts owed to us.
Okay, thank you. And with that, I will declare this public hearing closed and we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1008.
Been moved by Powell. Seconded by Howe. Is that, sorry, Ryan, I didn't know what you're
saying. Seconded by Howe.
Thank you. Seconded by Howe. Any discussion? Hearing, Assemblymember Gilbert.
Yes. Does that include delinquent property tax?
Yes, it would be anything.
Okay.
Any other questions from the assembly? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Item 12, unfinished business, there is none. Item 13, new business. A, emergency ordinance number 1010 of the Assembly and City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, reaffirming the declaration of emergency in the emergency ordinance 1003 and reenacting the requirement of face coverings in certain outdoor settings and the penalty in the Wrangell Municipal Code and strongly urging other mitigation actions.
Move to approve emergency order number 1010.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second. Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Okay, Lisa, do you want to walk us through this, please?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. This ordinance is exactly the same as it was the last time it was passed by the Assembly. It proposes this time, however, just a two-week time frame. I sort of mentioned that two-week reset previously. It is scheduled to sunset at September 7th, 2021 at 11:59 p.m. unless terminated sooner or extended by the action of the Assembly. I will also say that it does provide for that violation piece that the previous ones have. I don't know if that's something that the Assembly wants to include or not in this mandate, but it hasn't changed from previous iterations other than the timeframes associated with it.
Okay, can you have Captain Spray give us an update on where we're at and what's going on and why this is important now, if that's possible?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. I believe Captain Spray is on.
Captain Spray, are you there?
I am. I don't have video tonight, and I have another phone next to me. Hold on. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Currently, in our community, we're actually getting ready to report out six new additional cases to the community today, which I believe brings us to 26 active cases and 33 cases within the past 14 days alone. Many of these individuals are symptomatic. I think we're all very well aware of what's going on in the rest of the world with the rise in cases and the decrease of availability of hospitalizations, and that's no different for Alaska. Thankfully, here locally, we have availability for hospital beds, but just like everywhere, our staffing, you know, we all wanted this to be done, and search staff are no different. And our EMS is no different, that's for sure. I know the Assembly is aware that we had two in the isolation site. I am pleased to announce that those individuals are going to be vacating that area. I am super thankful that was available. I can't report on every single other community and what their status is. I know many have an increase in cases and have gone for the first time of the pandemic to their highest level, Juneau being one of those communities implementing some of their strictest restrictions, closing bars early, masking is mandated, and limiting size gatherings. I know Metlakatla had pretty much shut their doors with their increase in caseloads. So we are trying to do whatever we can, looking at just what's going on around our state and what's going around with our own increase in cases here locally, using that Swiss cheese effect. You know, we have a very good amount of folks vaccinated in the community. We do have a number of breakthrough, you know, cases within the state of folks who are vaccinated and they're still contracting the disease. So we want to use everything that we can, if possible. We know contact tracing right now is very, very, very taxed. Some folks, they were told it wasn't going to be, but for a couple of days that they wouldn't even get a phone call to figure things out. So if we can encourage folks to mask up and really start to pay attention to these numbers and what's going on and try to keep us out of this situation, we just want to do and implement anything that we can. And that is one of the pieces that we'd like to see at this time.
Mr. Mayor, if I could add to that.
Please.
Again, this is an interim measure. We want to not have to curtail activity in the community. That's what we don't want to do. And masking up helps us in that interim phase to try to reset things, to get numbers to come down And so we're really asking everybody to do that. We do have some other recommendations that we could make in the future about next steps, if the assembly is interested in that. But for right now, all we're asking the community to do is mask up to try to arrest the spread. Because if people have been paying attention since the beginning of the pandemic, this is far and away a much greater situation than we have ever been in. The highest case count we have had previously ever is 17. And we have eclipsed that, and especially the increase in the 14-day period that Captain Spray talked about.
Thank you. Any questions or thoughts from the assembly? Assemblymember Gilbert.
I have a thought. The school board last Monday during our meeting, we voted to have a mask mandate in the school system. And then we also voted to reassess the situation 2 weeks after school starts with our students, which will be September 13. So what I'm putting out there is, instead of this ordinance sunsetting September 7th, I believe, why don't we extend it another week and have it sunset September 14, which coincides with our next assembly meeting? Just throwing that thought out there.
Well, I think first what we should maybe, well, we, I guess we've got to look at the time frame too. I want to kind of get the temperature of the assembly on, you know, where, if they want to even do this before we modify timing yet. But Assemblymember Powell, do you have a comment?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you had your hand up. Other members? So, Lisa, can you please outline for me what the EOC is going to do at the park? So if the assembly comes tonight and says, we will, you know, we vote for this mask mandate that has a penalty attached to it, what employees do you have are going to go out and educate the public? Like, what's the plan? Because we're being asked to sort of stick our necks out here to protect our community. I want to be sure that there's a plan in place if you're going to do something. If we're not going to do anything but the assembly say there's a mask mandate and the police don't go out and do anything and there's no sandwich boards and there's no posters and there's no community outreach, it's just wasted time. So what are you going to do to make this come together?
Mr. Mayor, specifically outreach is what we're going to do. Jamie Roberts is actually going to start tomorrow going door to door to the businesses, and we'll have signage and masks available to give to the businesses and provide them with the information they need about this. So that's the plan right now. I mean, obviously when it comes to enforcement, we've taken a warning approach to this. I assume we will start with that again and hope for the best with people when it comes to enforcement.
Okay, if I could just follow up with that. Why do we need the mandate? Why can't Jamie just go tomorrow and put up posters and tell everybody wear a mask? Why is this mandate important? What element does that bring to the table?
Mr. Mayor, she absolutely can go door to door. We can do this as a voluntary recommendation for the community. You bet. I think it just speaks to the seriousness of the issue when there's an action taken by the assembly.
Assemblymember Morrison.
Just a comment on the reinforcement of it. I mean, I think anyone that's paying attention to what's going on in the community or in the world is aware that this is something that they should be doing voluntarily. They should be doing it for themselves, for their families, for the community. My concern is the reinforcement of it. I had someone tell me today that if they get approached for not wearing a mask and someone tries to fine them $25, they will fight it. And I said, well, that's certainly your right. So I guess But what I'm hearing from Lisa is that we're going to approach it a little differently this time, in that going door to door to the businesses and discussing it with them. So.
Okay, Assembly Member Howe.
I want to know, like, I don't know if this is something we can answer or if Captain Spray knows. You know, when do we think boosters will be widely available? And then after that, like, you know, I think there isn't anybody who isn't aware that this is an issue already. And I feel like at a certain point, like, it should be, you made the choice. And we, even with the information you've had, like, we're not going to change any minds by having this today. I think I'm inclined to believe that people will either take the fine or rip it up and refuse and stuff like that. But there are still vulnerable people, like children can't be vaccinated, obviously. So, you know, I'm definitely concerned about the numbers where they are, but I also am aware that, you know, a lot of people have already made up their minds and will never change them. And we have to be aware of where we are. So that's front of mind for me, for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Assemblymember Howe. Anyone else?